Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what's going on here? Is it the device itself? I know the airline union, I think it was the attendants union, came out and they told the FAA they don't even want these things on planes anymore. Not that you can vape on a plane, but they're afraid of the batteries exploding, which I know is not your area of expertise. But why all of a sudden this year we are hearing all of these stories? Is it because these lung diseases have always been associated with it and they did not trace it back to vaping, or has something changed with the whole vaping equation?
Well, Tommy, the vaping has been more and more popular over the last decade and probably really took off about 5 years ago. If you look especially among youth using vape pens, things took off 5 years ago and have just gone up every year dramatically. The reports of lung injury have really just come out over the last few months, and this has been mostly related to this change in use of the vape devices. People, the kids have been using the nicotine devices for years and are becoming incredibly addicted. There's very likely to be some harm from using the vape devices over many years. It took 20 years for us to figure out that cigarettes were as unbelievably dangerous as they are. And so using the conventional vape devices with nicotine, Juul and similar, there's harm there. We just haven't had an opportunity to figure out how dangerous this is going to be. But the new problem is the arrival of new businesses, new entrepreneurs who are selling THC, particularly cannabinoid containing cartridges or pods that are being used in some of these vape devices. And so people are inhaling things, Tommy, they have never inhaled before, things that have never been studied, things that are actually the product of just people trying to sell things to other people that are going to be exciting for young people to use. So this inhaling things through this vape device has opened up a whole new set of problems that we should have anticipated, but it's a completely unregulated area. It's not clear what's dangerous in these, for example, THC oils, but something is being inhaled that's causing an unbelievable injury to people's lungs. Dangerous. We've had, I think, 23 deaths around the country.
Would this be tantamount to buying street drugs where you don't know what you're getting?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and so the people, you know, there's one company called Dank Vapes that's online that sells THC containing products. That these are completely unregulated. Most people are getting these from their network of friends. Everybody's not going online to buy these. So somebody's buying them, they're selling them, passing around to each other. This is a completely unregulated, incredibly dangerous moment in the public health at this time.
I could take a break, pick it up here. We come back. You got any questions or comments? Text them 87870. I'll take them in the order of first in, first out. Dr. Stephen Cantrow, our guest, professor of medicine in the section of pulmonary critical care at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. 751, 9 before 8. That'd be time for traffic here on WWL. 757, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a 17-year-old, the latest victim of vaping, died in New York, and we're talking to Dr. Stephen Cantrow, professor of medicine in the section of pulmonary critical care at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Doctor, I got a question that comes in here, and it's more of a statement, really, and it says, I believe that the dangers of vaping should be put out there for the public and then let people make their own decisions. But from what you said, we don't really know what the dangers are, do we?
Yeah, I completely disagree with that. You know, these vape devices, Juul and similar, they're being marketed aggressively. They've changed marketing just recently, but of course they've been targeting children this entire time. And you may have seen the news from 2 weeks ago where it looks like at least a quarter of high school seniors are vaping, and half of those are doing it every day. So clearly addicted. The numbers are really staggering. If there are close to 4 million high school seniors in this country, that means that close to 1 million high school seniors are vaping. So this is an enormous public health problem, should not be left up to individuals to make decisions about what they want to do. There are two things, right? The vape device with nicotine is clearly addictive. It's clearly a danger to young people, and we're not going to fully comprehend those dangers for some time, and that has to stop. Whether it can be helpful for adults who are quitting combustible cigarettes, the dangers of which are overwhelmingly proven, right? That's an open question, but there are better ways to quit smoking than using a vape device. And then we've got the new problem, right, of people selling things that with THC or that are very enticing to, children, young adults, older adults. It turns out the people who are getting sick from this range from young teen years into their 70s. So this is an unregulated area with a device that was invented to try to deliver nicotine and maybe replace cigarettes, but now could be used to basically inhale anything. That's an unbelievably dangerous situation for us all to be in. So there needs to be some rapid regulation of this, and I absolutely disagree that this should be left up to an individual. It should be safe for the population, and that's actually what the FDA is going to require of these vape companies. They've got to demonstrate, it looks like, but per a judge's order by next year, next May, demonstrate that there's a net public health benefit of these devices. That's going to be difficult to demonstrate. We'll see where that goes.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.